days and see 8:38 in our meeting. This is Connie and interviewing Lena, Tina, Green, Sandra Strader in her home in Pasadena. And Tina is my husband's great aunt, so I'll be addressing her at Tina Green's interview. No, not his great aunt, you did his aunt. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, Aunt Tina. Where were you born and what was the date of your birth?
I was born in Pasadena.
Yes. There's one of the things that you can do.
line from him as well.
Well, not very good, but he went all the way. He was there. When you have to work there, you didn't have no family, no friends, but all the times that I was at, what we did, then you don't stay every day, during the summer. What did you do on first day? That was good. Archie Jagger taught us how to do things. How about boys ran a certain age, and the Conrad girls had a family that they ran at a different place. And they said, well, I'd be a record. Well, they are the same in progress. I had a year. And you had died here. He called us in our state. That's it. And he called us on the other side of the world. That's the reason he played his love in that rehab line. And who was kind of your father's friend? Well, there was a good friend. Very good. And, the son of them. Well, we all ran together, you know. You take it to lunch and what would you say all afternoon?
At the river?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, we had a lot of that. And then, one time we went down to the canal ship, through, into the water, and it wasn't deep. And the commissioner was a real person in us, and he just said, the lady, but nothing ever happened. So, we loved it. You know, we came to some kind of high school, and that we did.
Oh, yeah, that's the main hole down here, too.
Because it's all at the main hole. First it was the Mayflower, and then later on, maybe St. John's, and then they called it the Empire Dancehall. And my dad said that his mother asked him to play in that dancehall, and I played the whole stage. Yes, we had a stage, and we had a stage, you know, where it was directed by, took a big part in it, and Alfie was in it all the time. Yeah, and it was the same bunch, you know, Delta and Time and, you know, and Martha and Mary Ball. I didn't know that. Well, they used to live here, too, but they lived there here. Yeah. They're the only two ladies here. And with all the family, it's a big family. They're a family where a lot of people live. It's not many people,
It wasn't the city hall, it was the city
where
it was operated.
So what was the radio for a lot? All in back of it was another house, and that was the radio.
It was the old courthouse.
Courthouse,
yeah.
That's what you said.
And then when they moved the courthouse to Pondos, what did they use that building for?
Well, they still had the building there and stuff like that, you know, except you didn't have no other cars. So they kept it there. So
what about the JT office? Is that
there? Well, I guess that was there too.
Still, I think the JT office was in a new college pass. I think it was in different places, but I just wondered what that building was used for in between. But the second story, would that have been the old courtroom then, of the We had a stage, though,
so we had a stage. We had a stage. So we just get up and all ask his brother, had school in that building. He was a long time early from his family. And at the elementary school. And then,
I think the WTA renovated it for a team and added all those two spots. And the other one that we have. Okay, was your family always actively involved in the community? Like, did your family take part in everything that went on?
Most Were your parents interested in the What about the church activities? Were they your parents? I remember, you know, we didn't have as many celebrations, and then they had the Catholic night. And once a year, they had a supper to Catholic night, and we looked forward to that. Because our mother would fix all kinds of salads and stuff and cakes, and everybody did. And then we go to the Lion Park to share that about the verses and now. There, so they have their stuff.
And what was this Catholic night?
Well, it's just an organization of children, there's some people from the minister in the garden to the meeting. It's all up to you, I don't know what it is.
I know what it is. He still has the book, but it was not the and your father belonged to that.
And all the things that you had to do,
Do you know who started that, or was it already born? Well, when you got out to the taking out of pastoral ministry, what did you do with that? Did you go to work somewhere, or did you stay at home?
Well, for a while I worked for the high in the middle ministry, so this is where I am. In Jersey,
he was a comrade also,
so you could tell he's my own sister. They call it Jersey. I was there at a military school. There was a hospital. And I worked for him about a year or so before I took the state test.
Then you became the postmistress
in 1990.
Okay, did you realize that you were the only woman postmistress that passed away in the house?
No, I thought it was teacher.
Before you?
Yes.
Do you know what year she was?
Now listen, I don't know whether it was in her name or her daughter. She had two daughters. They were in the post office one time and then after. But I don't know if she ever had it in her name or not.
I don't either. I imagine Paul would know that. But in other words, she worked in there, but it might have been at her son's home.
It might have been. She told her how to live at her son. I see all the other next two. But it came out of here as well.
1 year?
1 year, yeah. They had all announced it. So, like, by the hospital, you know where it is.
Yes,
right across the street from the sun. That's where it was.
That's where the post office was when you were?
No,
that's where the pensioners had it.
The pensioners had it there. Then they moved it over to the Mrs. Harris took the son. And she moved it over to the hospital. And she was there for a while. And then when I was coming to the pensioners' house, she moved it to the hospital. Well, I had a little house, a stone house
next to Frankie Hayden's
house. And
so then you were postmistress from 1997. And then he took over from me automatically. Well, automatically handed that to the parties there.
So
he died, I guess.
He was the last place I did this work.
And I was continuing in that little rock house until they built the one.
Yeah, he was
building it. and he used it over there. He went from there to the Institute of New Faith.
So we really haven't been that many faith times for them. Mm-hmm.
Okay, why did you quit this job?
Thank you.
Has, was that person always
those others may be celebrated later, I don't know, but we didn't do that.
Okay, I know he married Mrs. Schrader later in life and lived here with that
in 1954.
And oh, you got lots of dates for him.
Okay, you could have a jewelry for him.
No, we had a shower.
Oh, we were there too.
You had a shower at so the family, your sister-in-law and stuff, and your brothers,
Thank you. Yeah.
When you think back on your life, what do you remember the most?
Yeah. That's what I think of, you know, what we used to do.
Do you think it was a happy time? Do you think it was?
Yeah, it was happy. I think at least they were home, you know, and the only place you go to was the river. We spent all our life at the, all the days of the week down at the river. We didn't have no cars to get in those days, to go on those ferries. So we enjoyed ourselves at the end.
So was this normal with no family? Always just stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
And did you do a lot of business with your relatives?
Not too much, but occasionally.
Okay, what about on the special holidays? Like, did you have family get together?
No, we never had a good feeling like that. Every holiday, we go to church, and that's all.
Okay, you mentioned a lot of the dance today. You said Christmas. Is New Year's also a dance? Well, a lot of people at this time have said the dances were always filled, not on the holidays, but on the days following the holiday, like Christmas is kind of satisfied. And I even teach them, is that I'm going to say that, you know, and I'm going to use the words all, you know, because you can hunger them all over the world on Monday, not on Sunday. So, did you watch the dance movie?
Oh, I didn't do that.
You weren't there.
No, I didn't. I wasn't too interested in the dance. It was going to the dance. I saw it in the movie, it was just that I liked.
Did you all go to the ball? I mean, that's what we did.
No, it is just enough. You know, it's often you know what you're going to after this.
Tell me some more about that. I had to take that to my friend.